Workflows for rapid intro creation. Intermediate drum and bass in Ableton Live. Today we're treating the intro like what it really is indeed, NB. Utility. It sets the mood, locks in the tempo, shows your sonic identity, and most importantly, it hands a DJ a clean mix in. The vibe matters, but the workflow matters more, because intros are where people lose time and overthink. So the mission is speed with intention. We're going to build a repeatable system, a template, a simple structure, a three-layer intro bed, shadow groove drums, a bass tease that doesn't spoil the drop, and a fast tension recipe that makes it feel like a real record. Before we touch the timeline, do this one mental move that changes everything. Decide the intro job in one sentence. For example, clean 32 bars for DJs, moody, minimal drums until bar 25. Or, 16-bar streamer intro, immediate vibe, fast tension, no long ambience. That sentence is your North Star. Every single layer has to earn its place by serving it. Alright, step 0, the intro builder template. You do this once and it pays you back forever. Open a fresh live set and create these tracks. A drums bus track, then kick and snare, then tops for hats and shakers, perk effects for fills and one-shots, then a bass bus, under that, a sub track, a res or mid bass track, then music or atmos for pans and drones, an FX track for risers and impacts, and optionally a vox or found sound track for quick chops or radio bits. Now set up your returns. Return A is a short reverb, under about a second to a second and a half, and high pass it so the low end doesn't smear. Return B is your long reverb, like 3 to 6 seconds, with a bit of pre-delay, and again, high pass it. Return C is a delay or echo, 1/8 or 1/4 dotted is a great default, and high pass it too. Routing, kick and snare, tops and perk all go into the drums bus. Sub and res go into the bass bus. Put utility on those buses so you can quickly mono-check or adjust width without hunting. Then save the whole thing as a template. File, save live set as template. That's your blank canvas solved. Next time you open live, you're already halfway to an intro. Step 1. Pick intro length and DJ logic first. Choose 16 bars or 32 bars. 16 bars is modern and quick, great for streaming, quick attention. 32 is DJ friendly, more runway, more atmosphere, more tension. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB zone, like 170 to 176 BPM. Jungle can be a bit lower, modern rollers often land around 174. Now put locators in arrangement view. You want a map before you paint. Here's a strong default. Bar 1. Atmosphere only. Bar 9. Introduce tops and a tiny drum hint. Bar 17. Bass tease plus rising tension. Then you drop at bar 33 for a 32-bar intro, or bar 17 for a 16-bar intro. Even if you change it later, this prevents blank timeline paralysis. Coach note, use a traffic light energy system in your head. Green is safe. Atmos, filtered tops, small ticks. Amber is building, ghost drums, bass hints, send ramps. Red is commit, fills, stutters, big impacts. If you go red too early, your drop won't feel like a step up. That's the whole game. Step 2. Build a three-layer intro bed in 5 minutes. This is your foundation. Atmos, noise, motif. First, atmos. On your music or atmos track, make a pad or drone with waveable or analog. Keep it simple, one or two notes, long sustain. This isn't the chorus, it's the world. Quick processing chain. EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz to keep low end clean. If it's boxy, dip a bit in the 300 to 500 area. Then auto filter, a low pass starting around 6 to 10 kHz. You'll automate it opening later. Send it to your long reverb return. Enough to feel wide and deep, but not so much that it fogs the groove. Then utility for width. You can push it wider, but be careful. If it collapses badly in mono, back off. Second, noise layer. This is movement. It's there that tells your brain something is building. Add a MIDI track with operator. Use the noise oscillator. Put auto filter on bandpass, somewhere around 1 to 3 kHz, and automate that frequency rising across 8 or 16 bars. Add saturator with soft clip and a couple dB of drive. Not louder, just more urgent. Third, motif. Tiny hook, not the full melody. A stab, a vocal chop, a two-note jungle chord, something that says this track has identity. Use simpler. And here's the key, high pass it. Your motif should live above the drop's main weight so it doesn't fight what's coming. At this point, if you only had those three layers, you already have an intro that feels intentional instead of empty. Step 3. Introduce drums using the shadow groove method. In drum and bass, Full drums too early is like giving away the punchline. Shadow groove means we imply the rhythm before we fully deliver it. Start with tops, around bar 9. Put in a hat pattern or shaker loop. Low energy. If you're warping loops, don't default to Complex Pro unless you need it. Beats mode is often cleaner for percussive material. Processing chain for tops. EQ8 with a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's dull, a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. Drum bus for a bit of glue and grit. Subtle drive. Then auto filter low pass. Automated from maybe 6 kHz up to 16 kHz over those 8 bars. That one move alone creates opening up energy. Then add ghost kick and snare, but filtered and distant, later in the intro. A great move is bars 13 to 16 on a 16-bar intro, or bars 25 to 32 on a 32-bar intro. Duplicate your kick and snare clip. Then slap an auto filter low pass down around 200 to 800 Hz. Yes, that low. You're not trying to smack. You're trying to suggest. Lower the velocity or clip gain so it feels like it's behind the curtain. This is DJ friendly too. It gives a grid, but it doesn't steal the drop's impact. Step 4. Bass tease without spoiling the drop. You want movement and tone, not full pattern density. Option A is a Reese teaser with filter and volume automation. On your Reese or mid-track, EQ8 high pass around 60 to 90 Hz, because the sub-track owns the true low end. Auto filter low pass starts around 200 to 400 Hz and opens up toward 1 to 3 kHz by the end of the intro. Add saturator, soft clip-on, a few dB drive for character. Utility to keep the low part mono-ish. Even if you're not doing advanced multi-band tricks, just don't go super wide in the lows. MIDI-wise, keep it simple. A 1-bar or 2-bar phrase, syncopated offbeats for rollers, rhythmic stabs for jungle, sparse hits for dark tech. The point is, here's the creature, not here's the whole bass line. Option B is the sub heartbeat. On the sub track, operator with a sine or triangle and just you long notes or a basic pulse. If you need it to tuck, sidechain it lightly from a ghost kick, compressor, sidechain on, ratio around 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack a few milliseconds, release around 60 to 140 ms, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're shaping, not pumping. Important rule that keeps intros mixable. Don't introduce a new low-end source late unless it's intentional. Late low-end causes surprise-level jumps, limiter hits, and messy DJ mix-ins. Keep lows absent or controlled until the handoff. Step 5. Tension, fast. 3 automation lanes plus 2 FX hits. This is the cheat code. Pick 3 automations. 1. A low-cut suction move on the drums bus using EQ8. Automate the high pass up, maybe from around 40 Hz toward 120 Hz in the run-up. Then release it back right before the drop. It feels like the floor disappears, then comes back. 2. A reverb send ramp in the last 4 bars. Push the long reverb send up, then kill it right at the drop. That hard cut creates instant punch. 3. Auto filter opening on Atmos or tops, gradually revealing brightness across 8 or 16 bars. Then 2 FX hits that basically always work. A riser. Noise riser is fine, or a sample, but give it reverb and echo so it occupies space. And a downlifter. Reverse cymbal, reverse Reese tail, something that lands 1 bar before the drop and pulls you into the impact. On the drop impact itself, layer 3 ideas, a sub-impact, a punchy transient hit, and a wide noise splash. Quick EQ to keep sub clean and tame harshness, a touch of saturation, and just a tiny bit of short verb if needed. Extra sound design trick, a riser that cuts through without getting louder. Instead of turning it up, automate filter resonance and saturation drive toward the end, then hard stop on the downbeat. Perceived intensity goes up. Headroom stays intact. Step 6. Synth arrangement workflow. This is the fastest repeatable method. If you get stuck, don't build the intro on a blank timeline. Build it in session view as scenes. Scene 1. Atmos only. Scene 2. Add tops. Scene 3. Add ghost drums. Scene 4. Add bass tease. Scene 5. Pre-drop. Riser, more movement. Scene 6. Drop. Full drums and bass. Then record those scene launches into arrangement, or drag the scenes across. This turns arranging into performance, and it's insanely good at preventing endless micro-editing. And here's a power move. Micro-variation every 4 bars without drawing long automation. In session clips, use clip envelopes. Change hat decay for 1 bar. Nudge noise filter cutoff for a moment. Do a 1-hit reverb throw. When you record to arrangement, it already sounds arranged. Step 7. Make the intro mix ready in 90 seconds. Quick checks. Mono check. Put utility on the master. Set width to 0 for a moment. If your bed disappears, narrow it a bit. Low-end discipline. Everything except sub, and maybe kick, gets high-passed. Level staging. The intro should feel quieter than the drop. Roughly 2 to 6 dB lower in perceived energy is common. Reverb cleanup. Your reverb returns must be high-passed so you don't build mud, and make sure no reverb tail is masking the first downbeat of the drop. If the drop doesn't punch, 9 times out of 10, it's the tail. Two arrangement upgrades that instantly sound pro. First, event scheduling. Put a noticeable moment every 4 to 8 bars. Noticeable can be tiny, a single fill, a mute, a resonator hit, a filter flick. Second, create a transition pocket right before the drop, like the last 2 beats. Remove density, not just volume. Mute tops for 2 beats, or let a reverb-only tail hang and then cut. Bass equals impact. Advanced variations if you want to level up. Try a false drop 8 bars before the real one. Imply the drop with a quick snare build and impact, then remove kick and sub for a beat, and slam back into the build. Dark Tech DNB loves this. Or do call and response with preview bass versus drop bass, same MIDI rhythm, but a simpler, cleaner bass tone in the intro, then swap to the full patch at the drop. In Ableton, you can duplicate chains and use a chain selector macro, or a halftime mirage. Start with snare on 3, then gradually add 16th hats and ghosts so the listener realizes it's 174 without changing BPM. Speaking of macros, if you want real speed, pre-commit macros on your drums bus and music slash Atmos using an audio effect rack. Map things like high pass frequency, low pass frequency, reverb send amount, air shelf, saturation drive, width, a pre-drop mute, and noise effects level. Now you can perform an intro instead of doing 30 tiny edits. Practice assignment to make this stick. Take one drop you already have, and make 3 different 16-bar intros for it. One jungle intro, a minish tops, dubby high-passed chord stab, reverb throws. One roller intro, minimal hats, filtered ghost kick and snare, Reese teaser slowly opening. One dark tech intro, noise bed, metallic hits, sparse halftime illusion, big downlifter. Constraint. Each intro uses only one atmosphere layer, one tops loop or hat pattern, one bass tease element, and 2 effects, riser plus downlifter. Bounce them and compare which one makes the drop hit hardest. That comparison is how you build taste fast. Recap, you build rapid intros by using a template and a fixed 16 or 32 bar structure. Start with a 3-layer bed, Atmos, noise, motif. This audio version is shortened for playback.